Behavior number 9 is clarify expectations. Clarify expectations means to create a shared vision and agreement about what is to be done up front. This is one of those behaviors that people rarely pay enough attention to. I call it the behavior of prevention, because if you focus on this one up front, you will avoid heartaches and headaches later on. In contrast, if you don't pay the price with this behavior up front, you will have trust issues later, and they will affect speed and cost. Just think about your own experience, both at work and at home. How much time and effort are wasted because people are not clear on expectations? You were supposed to do this. I thought you said to do that. You wanted it when? What do you mean this is over budget? You never told me. Well, you never said I couldn't. How often do people get off track on a project because leaders have not been sufficiently clear in describing the right path? How much poor performance is really due to a lack of clarity around what is expected? And what is the effect of all of this on trust? Clarify expectations is based on the principles of clarity, responsibility, and accountability. The opposite of clarify expectations is to leave expectations undefined, to assume they're already known, or to fail to disclose them so there is no shared vision of the desired outcomes. The counterfeit of clarify expectations is to create smoke and mirrors, to give lip service to clarifying expectations, but fail to pin down the specifics, results, deadlines, or dollars and cents that facilitate meaningful accountability. Or it's going with the ebb and flow of situational expectations that shift based upon people's memories or interpretations or what is expedient or convenient at the time. Keep in mind that clarifying expectations effectively is always a two-way street. People have to have the opportunity to push back, to help come to an expectation that is realistic and will work from both points of view. Behavior number 10, practice accountability. Practice accountability is built on the principles of accountability, responsibility, stewardship, and ownership. The opposite of this behavior is to not take responsibility, to not own up, but rather to say, it's not my fault. Its counterfeit is to point fingers and blame others to say, it's their fault. One reason why taking responsibility and holding ourselves accountable is so challenging is because we live in an increasingly victimized society. To practice accountability is essentially a 180-degree turn from this basic, overwhelming cultural phenomenon of victimization. That's why it is so powerful in building trust. While victimization creates dependency and distrust, accountability creates independency and trust. And the geometric effect is powerful.